We are from the Science Learning Center entitled Visual Language, Visual Learning, sponsored by the National Science Foundation. Our center is at Gallaudet University. We work with 12 different universities throughout the country, and we all have the same goals: to investigate how learning happens through visual means or through the use of sign language. The ultimate golf party today is a wonderful opportunity to recruit different scientists who are actually working in the labs, who have a lot of information in their labs, and they have the opportunity to teach the public what we know, what we've found. And it gives them the opportunity to actually converse and interact with scientists, with parents, and people can learn what's valuable to the community. For example, we actually do know a lot about how babies acquire spoken language, but we're only recently beginning to learn about how babies learn sign language. Deaf children who have different environments. And so we are now sharing our new findings, which are very exciting, with the community at large.
And what are your findings?
Well, there are a great many hearing families who originally didn't sign, but these parents are learning sign language to teach their children. And it's been interesting for us to see the impact that sign language has had with their learning process. And we're looking at more broadly as well. Well, we're actually looking at what role vision plays in the learning process. Most people think of learning, they think of the auditory. But we're looking at the visual aspect of learning, and we understand that play, of course, plays a large role in that. We are investigating deaf children who are bilingual and bimodal, meaning that they are communicating in sign language, but they're also having written literacy. We're finding that fingerspelling enhances language acquisition. That's in a nutshell. One significant finding that has been well documented is that we know that babies have a critical time, like a window of development, in which they have to be exposed to language. And that window will then close at a certain time as the child grows. When it's older, the child has a harder time to learn language or acquire a second language. So it's important to expose infants to language. We know that they tend to learn language at a very young time, and that's one critical finding. I believe that's also relevant to deaf infants, because if they cannot hear, we are then focusing on these questions right now, and we're hoping to share this information with the community as well. The Science of Learning Center is comprised of six centers, and one of the other centers has found that infants and, well, babies and young children who are looking at their parents while their parents are talking to them actually pick up more vocabulary than children who do not look while their parents are speaking. And these are children who can hear. Now, when it comes to deaf children, of course they have to look. And deaf children raised by deaf parents appear to have a wonderful skill of adapting to the environment and finding their learning through these visual means. We do not see the same skills in deaf children who have hearing parents, because these hearing parents do not necessarily have the specific skills to give to their children. They don't know them yet. So we are now studying what it is that young deaf children raised in deaf visual environments are learning, what exactly that is, so then we can then teach it to those deaf children who have hearing parents. And of course we can teach hearing children in general, because they can maximize their learning by using these visual components of language acquisition. There are many myths that the public has misconstrued about sign language, and we wanted to clarify what sign language is and what sign language is not in order to educate the public. One of these myths about American Sign Language is that sign language is universal, which of course it is not. Every country has its own unique sign language, just as spoken languages are unique. Here, we'll give you the second myth. Another misconception that people have is that sign language is based on spoken language. And here in America, often people speak English, so they assume that deaf people who sign in America are signing English. But American Sign Language is not at all similar to spoken English. I'll take the third myth. It says that sign language is gestural. That is not. It is actually an advanced language that has its own grammatical structure and linguistic rules. It is not just gestural, and many people don't know that. Another myth is that many people think that sign language is easy to learn because it's such a pretty language. But it is as complex as any other language. You actually have to study it, you have to practice it, you have to use it. And if you stop using it, you lose it. This is one of the reasons that it's important to emphasize first language acquisition, that sign language is not a half language or a partial language, or that deaf children are acquiring language just piecemeal. We want to ensure that language acquisition is there for deaf children to have a first language. A very important point is that people throughout the world are teaching hearing children sign language because they recognize that sign language has an impact on cognitive development. They're more aware of space and how to process visual information. Unfortunately, with deaf children, many parents are feeling that they cannot hear, so therefore focus is on hearing practice. And they're forcing deaf children to not use their eyes, and they're focusing on sound instead of visual learning. Our center is trying to demonstrate how critical it is that deaf people use their strength, which is visual in means of gathering information in early childhood. Most deaf children are not exposed to visually accessible language until later in their lives. And my lab is looking on the impact that potentially has on their cognitive development because they're not getting visual language early enough in their lifetime. And so we want people to understand that sign language is an easily accessible language for deaf children, and it maximizes their cognitive development, and therefore they need to be exposed to it early in life. Even if they have a cochlear implant, even if they've got partial hearing, they still need that exposure. And Dr. Hauser's comments are relevant to our scarf here. And this is an important message from all of us at VL2. We believe that there has been an old debate about what it means to be human. In the past, they thought what made us human, what made us different from the animals, was the ability to speak. And that's not true. What makes us different from animals is the ability to communicate. It's not just about speech, it's about visual languages as well. So, signing is human.